Happy Sabbath. Sabbath. I'm very thankful to have opportunity to speak today. So let's open the Bible and go to Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. It says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." So today's message is about no matter what. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Help each one of us to learn something new that we can depend on God no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So now I'm going to talk about my personal life a little bit. So when me and my brother, when we were little, me and my big brother Jonathan, we lived with our aunt Mary Ann, and my mom went to Singapore when I was 2 and my brother was 5. She went to Singapore to get money and to get a good future for me and for my big brother Jonathan. So we didn't see our mom for 7 years. And we called her and like during that time when we were little. I didn't know anything, but my brother understand the feelings and everything. And then the time flies. The time flew. My mom got tickets and she got a visa to go to America. So she came to America in 2005. Since then, my uncle Emmanuel Arison and my mom worked hard, and my uncle supported her with everything, and then time flew. When I was 10, we were about to leave our country, Sri Lanka. So I'm from Matale, a small town called Matale in Sri Lanka. It's a town of nature, basically, and it's full of animals, wild animals, like chickens running around our houses, cats and dogs, monkeys jumping around the trees, and we even have like snakes in our forest, because it was scary at night too. So yeah, and then this time. Sorry about that. And then the time flew. We were about to leave. Then we had to say goodbye to our aunt and our cousin, because we were about to leave Sri Lanka and we were about to come to America. Then it took us 2 days to come to U.S. We left September 15, 2011, and we came here on September 17, 2011. So after we came to America, we were in the airport. Me and my brother didn't know what's going on or anything. We were just standing there. And after we got off the plane, we went to the baggage claim and we gathered our bags and everything, and we were waiting outside. We were just waiting outside it looked like forever to someone to pick us up. I thought I was about to get kidnapped or something. I was really small. I didn't even know what was going on. And then I saw a gray Toyota, 2000 gray Toyota Camry pulling up the airport. I saw my uncle and my mom on the car getting, my mom, I saw my mom getting out of the car, and I saw her walking towards me. my mom, I haven't seen my mom for 7 years. So after I saw her, after 7 years, I felt really happy and excited. I didn't do any expression or something like that because I was just standing there. Just randomly, my mom came walking towards me. And I gave her a hug, and yeah. So just like that, I knew I could depend on my mom and my uncle, on my mom, the hard work she does, and my mom and my uncle, no matter what, because they are always there for me and for my brother, no matter what. So in the same way, God wants us to know we can depend on him. So now let's open the Bible to Exodus chapter 13, verses 10 to 12. So Bible says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out loud to their Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians. It will have better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. That was Exodus chapter 14 and 10 to 12. So basically, the children of Israelites were complaining to Moses about the situation, what's going on. They want to go back to being slavery instead of being free and going to promised land. The children of Israelites didn't have any faith, or they didn't trust him, didn't trust Moses on anything. So just like us teenagers, like Pathfinders right here, we always complain about something happen, like every day. For example, too much homework in one day. That's too much pressure, you know that, right? It's too much pressure. And the other one is doing chores, cleaning your room, washing dishes, and yeah, taking out the trash and everything. The last one is, I think some people know, in Pathfinder, when girlfriend or boyfriend doesn't text back to you, and they just get pissed off. And yeah. So can you open the Bible to Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 14 through 15? So the Bible says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. All right. So that was point number one about nothing will change when you complain. So you gotta stop complaining, because nothing will happen, okay? Point number two, our confidence grows when we remember how God has helped us in the past. So let's open the Bible to Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. We read that already, but we're gonna read it again. So, you guys ready? Okay. So the Bible says, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Just like that, we teens always forget about things. For example, all the things the parents does for you, they do everything for you, their work, and they cook food and everything, and they do everything to get us to this point in our life. The second one is how God helped us through so many tight points or in a situation. He helped you, but you just forget about it. You just think back. You don't think back and how God is really great. For example, for me, when I came here, I didn't know how to speak English. So I didn't know. I forgot everything. I forgot what God did for me. When I didn't know how to like speak English, now I know. So just like that, Moses was confident because he remembered God's amazing power during the 10th plague. Just like God turned the water into blood, and he turned off the sun, and he changed into darkness. So the Bible says in Psalm 77:11, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracle of long ago. So as I close this sermon, I want to read you guys a story. One day, while my son Zach and I were out in the country climbing on in the cliff, I heard a voice from above me yelling, "Hey, Dad, catch me." I turned around to see Zach joyfully jumping off a rock straight at me. He had jumped and then yelled, "Hey, Dad." I became an instant circus act, catching him. When we both fell to the ground, for a moment after I caught him, I would hardly walk. When I found my voice again, I gasped, expression, Zach, can you give me one good reason why you did that? He responded with remarkable calmness. Sure, because you're my dad. Church, nothing will change if you complain. So stop complaining and be confident just like Moses was, by taking the time to remember all the amazing things that God had done for us in the past. When we do this, we will know that God is dependable, no matter what. Thank you.